She stepped onto the track as a puff of dust blew over her new shoes.
Put your money away. The Reverend will sort me. We understand each other. I'll take the cases into the house.
Amy stood to her full height, which towered over the old woman.
Let me do it.
No, dear. You will crease your nice dress. And that would be a pity, as it's so pretty.
Amy protested no more. She sensed life would be different during her stay with Gus. The huge blackened spire of the church towered above her. It was a magnificent, ornate building, more of a cathedral than a parish church. Opposite stood the ruins of an older and smaller chapel. The graveyard surrounding it showed signs of great antiquity, with huge weathered headstones. A yew dominated the walls of the old church and stood in the middle of the graves. Mavis picked up one case and dragged the other on its wheels.
Keep away. The dust goes everywhere.
Amy sighed at her shoes, which had been covered in a pale yellow dust. As she turned to follow Mavis, she caught her first sight of the vicarage.
My God.
The dark, steep gables of the ancient house, with its small leaded windows and heavy oak door, appeared a setting from a horror movie. Amy wasn't a woman who was easily scared. She didn't believe in ghosts or the supernatural, but the building looked creepy. Mavis pushed her way through the large metal gate, which rocked on its hinges and groaned as she bashed the suitcases against it.
I don't have a key, Mrs. Rudd.
It's never locked.
Mavis pushed open the huge front door and entered. She put the cases on the floor in the oak-panelled hall. She hung her cap on the lowest part of the huge stag's head antlers. Amy walked into the hall in awe at the decoration and furniture, which were left over from past centuries.